Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it coast to coast across America and around the world on the American Forces Network. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. I'm Jay Ritchie, and it's another Tee to Green road trip weekend. We have left our home, the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and traveled east about 250 miles to western Kansas and Garden City, Kansas, a town that certainly lives up to its name. We are at the Garden City Charity Classic presented by the Mariah Fund at Buffalo Dunes Golf Course, just outside of Garden City. It's a Symetra Tour event, the Symetra Tour known as the Road to the LPGA, and players who finish in the top 10 of the Symetra Tour season-ending money list earn automatic exempt status for the following LPGA Tour season. So it's a big deal. Since 1999, 137 players have graduated from the Symetra Tour to the LPGA Tour. Some names: N.B. Park, Stacey Lewis, Brooke Henderson, Jarena Pillar, Angela Stanford, Mo Martin. They have all played on the Symetra Tour, and now they're big stars on the LPGA Tour. And coming to Garden City this week, names like Cheyenne Knight, recently out of the University of Alabama, trying to make it on to the LPGA Tour. International players such as Stephanie Na from Australia, who's a member of the Ladies European Tour, and some veteran players who've been on the LPGA Tour, but for some reason or another, their game has fallen off a bit, and they're trying for a second grab at glory here, like Christy McPherson, who played for the Solheim Cup team for the Americans back in 2009, and Vicky Hurst, who was a 2011 Solheim Cup team member. They are now on the Symetra Tour trying to make it back to the LPGA Tour. And how about Madison Pressel, the younger sister of LPGA star Morgan Pressel, who's on the Symetra Tour and looking to follow in the footsteps of her big sister. Again, we're at the Garden City Charity Classic. This is the fifth annual to benefit local charities in southwest Kansas. And our guests on Tee to Green today include Jason Hayes. He's the head golf pro here at Buffalo Dunes, and Roxanne Morgan, the executive director of the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Like us on Facebook. Visit our website, teetogreenradio.com. We're back with the show right after this.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Golfers listen because we speak their language each and every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. As I mentioned in the open, it's another road trip weekend for Tee to Green as we are teeing it up from the Garden City Charity Classic, Garden City, Kansas. I'm Jay Ritchie. Great to have you with us today. Scott Cuddy is in master control, and this is a Symetra Tour event. The Symetra Tour, in case you are not familiar with it, is sort of what the web.com tour is to the PGA Tour. The Symetra Tour is to the LPGA Tour. Young players come to this tour to try to earn a spot on the big tour, the LPGA Tour. And I don't know if minor leagues is a good description, but in baseball you have the minor leagues and then players graduate to the big show, and that's kind of how it works in golf too. And this is one of the minor league tours in professional golf, and it's in Garden City, Kansas for the fifth time. This tournament, the Garden City Charity Classic presented by the Mariah Fund, started back in 2014, and we are here for the second consecutive year, and it's great to be here in Garden City. Our guests on the show today, a little bit later, we'll hear from Roxanne Morgan with the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau. She is the executive director, but right now sitting across the table with us from the Buffalo Dunes Golf Course, just outside of Garden City, is the head golf professional at Buffalo Dunes, and that is Jason Hayes. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Taking a break from your caddying duties?
I am this morning. I actually got kicked off the bag. I spent the last 2 days with Sandy Choi, who played at Duke. She played pretty solid. We had it 5-under yesterday, then we kind of made a bogey coming home. But she was fantastic. I had a really, really good time. And I heard you mention Cheyenne Knight earlier. Cheyenne was in our group for 2 days.
Oh.
And then a young lady that played at USC, her name was Victoria Morgan. We had a lot of fun.
How long have you been here at Buffalo Dunes?
So I have been at Buffalo Dunes exactly 1 year and 4 days.
What did you do before that?
I was the head golf professional, director of golf for 17 years at San Angelo Country Club in San Angelo, Texas. We were a part of the North Texas PGA, West Texas chapter, and I did a whole lot of everything.
So what brought you here to Garden City and Buffalo Dunes?
I think at, you know, you just get to a certain point in your career at a facility, and it was just time to maybe look down the road a little bit. And I had always heard about Garden City and Buffalo Dunes, and decided to throw my name in the hat, and came up, interviewed, got hired, and the rest is history.
Buffalo Dunes was built in 1976, a Frank Hummel design. Par is 72. It's built on the sand hills about 6 miles south of Garden City, and it is the number one ranked municipal course in the entire state of Kansas. So a nice feather in your cap.
It's a great spot. We need to give a shout out to Clay Payne and his staff. Clay is the golf course superintendent, and the golf course has been phenomenal this weekend.
For people on the radio, how would you describe this course?
This golf course is, I mean, obviously, if you look at the scores that are being shot, it's a lot harder than it actually is playing. The wind is definitely blows out here, which has been not the case the last 3 days. The golf course has got a lot of up and down, small greens. You definitely need to hit the fairway. You hit it in some of the rough, you're just going to wedge it out. It's a place you can play every day. It's just a solid golf course. The communities in Southwest Kansas are, you know, there's a ton of golf courses out here that are really, really good, I think, that fly under the radar.
We should mention that the proceeds from this event are to benefit local charities in Southwest Kansas. And this year, the funds are going to Southwest Girls Golf. Right?
Yes. So last year, we decided to kind of make a change with the benefactor. And one of the ideas we came up with was, why not help out the girls golf programs in the Mariah Fund area? The Mariah Fund has got 22 counties in Southwest Kansas. There's 11 ladies golf programs. And so they're the benefactor. We had a silent auction and a live auction. All those proceeds, 100%, will go straight to the programs. And then they're going to get a percentage of whatever the golf tournament nets. So we're going to be writing hopefully some, you know, $1,500, $2,000 checks to the girls golf programs.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the final take yet on how everything's going to shake out, but it's fantastic. One of the things that we did Wednesday after the pro-am, we had 70 high school lady golfers come out and got to hang out with some of the Symetra Tour players. And it was just, I mean, it's one of the best golf events that I've ever been involved with when it comes to junior golf, high school golf. The Symetra Tour pros were phenomenal. They opened their arms. They took the girls under their wings. They were hitting shots, talking about just everything golf. How, you know, if you want to play college golf, this is what you need to do. Talk about practicing. You name it. I think they covered all the bases.
Congratulations on that. We love junior golf here at Tee to Green. We are with Jason Hayes. He's the head golf professional at Buffalo Dunes. He's been here about a year. Previously, Symetra Tour, as I mentioned, this is the fifth annual. They've been here four times. The winning scores were -5, -11, -8, and -6. Right now, through two rounds, final round just underway here today, the leader is at -12. So they're tearing it up this weekend.
They are definitely tearing it up. We have had some rain, so the golf course is soft. We've got zero wind, so they're able to fire at pins. And I think the winning score is probably going to be 16 or 17 under today.
Yeah, it's looking like it. It is wet out there. It's not sopping wet. At least I don't think it's sopping wet.
It's wet.
Is it?
I know when I came off the golf course from caddy in the last 2 days, the first thing I did was change my socks.
Yeah.
So it's wet.
What sort of challenges is that presenting?
So far for the ladies, not a lot. The cut was at -3. And they're, you know, I think that probably the green speed has been the most difficult. Things look a lot faster than they actually are just because of the moisture and that sort of deal.
How about what sort of challenges is it presenting for the crew out here and your people?
It's for us, without volunteers and sponsors, it would be really hard to pull this off. Just trying to make sure the volunteers are dry, trying to make sure their carts are, you know, have a towel in them, where it's possible that the sun may shine like it did yesterday afternoon, and then about 10 minutes later we get some drizzle that comes through. Just making sure that all their needs are taken care of. I mean, that's the bottom line.
This isn't typical weather for this time of year, is it, for Western Kansas?
Not at all. Not at all. It's typically, you know, it might be 80, 85 degrees and blowing 15, 20. This is really uncommon. It's for about the last 2 weeks we've had some moisture. I know Tuesday night after our pairings party and stuff, we had 1.2 inches out here of rain, and Clay and his guys have done phenomenal. But it's been a challenge, I think.
Yeah. And I guess next week you're returning back to, it's going to be 12 to 15 degrees warmer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Naturally.
it's what's going to be fun tomorrow. We have a high school tournament. We've got about 40, 50 players, I believe. And, they're going to get a dose of what it was like to play, today.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us today and talk about the course.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us. And it's a pleasure to have y'all here. We really, really appreciate you. And hopefully we look forward to having you back next year.
That is Jason Hayes. He's the head golf professional at Buffalo Dunes Golf Course here in Garden City, Kansas, site of the 2018 Garden City Charity Classic presented by the Mariah Fund. One of the other big movers and shakers is Roxanne Morgan from the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau behind the scenes here in Garden City, and she joins us next on Tee to Greens.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. A lot of people listening to this show on their smartphones these days. It is Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. On the road again this week. Last week we were up in Grand Elk Golf Course, Granby, Colorado. Way up high, some like 8,000 feet in the Colorado Mountains. This week we're out on the plains of western Kansas. Although, if you ever been to Garden City or parts of western Kansas, you know it's not exactly as flat as other parts of the state, and Garden City is a city that lives up to its name. It is in western Kansas, city around 35,000-40,000 people, and it is a host city for the Garden City Charity Classic. It's the 17th event out of, I think, like 21 on the Symetra Tour every year, 23, I've been corrected, and it's been held here for the past 4 years. This is the fifth annual, the Garden City Charity Classic, and one of the reasons it is held here in Garden City is the work that is being done by the folks at the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau. The executive director with the Finney County C&B is right across the table from us right now, and that is Roxanne Morgan. Hi, Roxanne. How are you?
Hi, Jay. I'm wonderful.
Crazy couple of weeks for you?
Crazy.
But you're used to
it's
it.
It's all year long. Yeah, These events don't happen overnight.
Yeah. So how long have you been here in Garden City?
I've been in Garden City for the last 25 years.
Oh,
I originally grew up in Texas. Here go the accent. But yes, Garden City is my home, and I am a Kansas.
Yeah. So what was it about the Symetra Tour and Garden City, and Garden City and the Symetra Tour that got you guys together?
Well, they have great golf, and we have great golf courses. And it's a great time for us to get our name out and have other people in other countries experience the hospitality of western Kansas. But not only that, but experience the great golf that we have out here. We not only have Buffalo Dunes that was the number one municipal court nationally in 2009. And then also we have Southland Country Club, which is our private golf course. Both of them play extremely well. So we're very blessed with great golf.
And they're just a couple of miles apart here, so everything's kind of central.
So if you want to play golf all day long and you want to make a weekend out of it, we're your place to be.
Yeah. The Garden City Charity Classic presented by the Mariah Fund. For folks who may not be familiar, what is the Mariah Fund?
The Mariah Fund is a granting organization. Dodge City, 50 miles down the road from us, has a Boot Hill Casino. Boot Hill Casino funds the proceeds from that go to the Mariah Fund to basically boost up tourism in the 22 counties of Southwest Kansas.
Okay. And they are your presenting sponsor?
They are our presenting sponsor.
What's the difference between that and just a regular sponsor?
Funding.
The amount of money?
The amount of money. Also, Mariah's a really great partner just for the simple fact, like I said, they're invested in tourism. And so that's one of the things. Reason we do that, to get people into the community and experience everything there is. Obviously, Southwest Kansas, we are a destination unto ourselves, and so when you're at one community, we want you to go by and stop and see the other communities as well. Mariah Fund represents all of us, and so therefore, this is a perfect pairing, as the Charity Classic obviously promotes all of the countries and all of these states, and therefore, we're a perfect pairing.
There, as we talked, there are over 20 of these Symetra Tour events that go on all over the country. And I think there's some in Canada as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Sioux Falls is one of the places.
Right.
The championship is in Daytona Beach. That's coming up next month, about a month from now. The date's October 4th through 7th, the Symetra Tour Championship. Is Garden City kind of typical of the cities that host these types of events?
I would like to think that we're atypical. We're probably a little smaller than the communities that the girls usually play in. But I think that when they get here, The girls are made to feel like heroes. We love having the ladies here, and they're very good role models for our children. So to be able to offer that to our community and our children is an amazing blessing.
Yeah. Now, not being a big city, I know all the behind-the-scenes stuff and how tough it is to put on any major sporting event, let alone a golf tournament. How do you attract, or where do you get the folks, the volunteers and the behind-the-scenes people? Where do they come from?
Well, all over. But I will tell you, when you come to Finney County, you will find the kindest, most giving, generous people in the world. This is very much a pull-yourself-up-by-the-boots community. And so when we reach out and we ask for the community to get up and support something, there's never a shortfall. Everybody you see out here is somebody regionally from either Scott City, Dodge City, Ulysses, the surrounding areas within about 50 miles of it. But you'll see the majority of them come from the Finney County area. That's Holcomb and Garden City. So, yeah, we're a very self-supporting group. So our volunteers are basically homegrown.
Yeah. You've got the golf course, Buffalo Dunes. That's kind of the linchpin to the whole thing.
Amen. Yes, it is. And like I said, again, it's the support of the community. You know, the city is involved. The city owns the course. The course is involved. You got the Commission of Visitors Bureau. You obviously have to have enough lodging. So a shout out to all my hoteliers. I also, all of the community that supports it. Businesses get on board. They're doing specials for the girls, letting them use their facilities for nothing. Such as our Garden City Ricks workout facility. Our yoga places let them use their yoga for free. So the community really welcomes girls and any event with open arms. Yeah.
And this is the fifth time around now, so you're kind of getting into a nice groove here with this event?
We're getting into a really nice groove. Every year you learn a little bit and you change it, it gets a little bit better. So, you know, by the time we host an LPGA, we'll be ready.
Yeah. Would you think that's maybe in the card somewhere down the road?
Who knows?
Well, you certainly have created a crack in the door to get in, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think with the community support that we have, it's definitely not out of the question.
Yeah. We are with Roxanne Morgan. She is the executive director of the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Garden City campus, we're talking to people all over the country today about Garden City, Kansas. What do you want them to know about your home?
There's a lot I want people to know. We don't have enough time for that. But I want you to know when you come here, you're going to be treated like family. It's an amazing experience, and there's a lot of things to do. We are more of a metro city with a small town life. So you're going to feel at home, and you're going to have the amenities.
You get volunteers and you get people to help out on this event from all over the state?
We do. We have some volunteers from Wichita. We have a couple coming from Kansas City. And so, yeah, we do have volunteers that come from all. Because we have a wonderful, excuse me, I'm going horse, too long of shouting on the sport. We have a wonderful, wonderful base of volunteers that come in. And, of course, they like to spend time with the girls, and the best way to do that is spend personal time with them, be up close with the volunteers.
We focused on golf, this being the golf show, but what are some of the other amenities or attractions in the area besides just a couple of great golf courses you have?
We have some amazing things. Now, history-wise, we're home to the world's largest hair ball, which that's a goofy thing.
I got to see that before I leave. World's largest hair ball.
World's largest hand dung pool is the big pool is here in Garden City. It is a entire block long. 200 million gallons of water.
Oh.
The community dug it literally by hand. They decided they wanted a community pool. John Smith came over and brought a couple of bags of concrete. So-and-so dug for a couple of weeks. And so-and-so. So it is definitely a community built a pool. And then we've got an indoor water park. We've got several wonderful facilities. We've got some great big box store shopping. And when you go down on Main Street, you're not going to find anything else. Our independent businesses and our independent shops are amazing.
I spent a little time on Main Street last night. It's Americana.
It is Americana,
just, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of homegrown individuals. And we've got some unique things. We have a company called Escape the Clock. It's a puzzle room. And I don't know if a lot of people have heard about it. puzzle rooms, but it's great. You go in a room, you get locked in, you have to figure out some puzzles to get the key to get out of the room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's been wildly successful and a great tourism draw for us as well. And some new businesses downtown. We've got a brewery and distillery coming in. We also have some handmade soap stores and some wonderful little things like that, and an amazing art center. So,
I've also heard in the time I've been here a lot about your zoo.
Oh, our zoo is probably the best kept secret that we have in our community. Excuse me. And that is a free to walk through zoo. It will compare with any zoo that you go to. It's amazing. When you hear the word free, a lot of people think, okay, it's going to be a couple of corrals and you're going to see some horses or something running around. No, it's an amazing zoo. You're going to see camels and black rhinos and lions and tigers and monkeys and all the wonderful stuff. You're going to be utterly amazed. I would say outside of not being on a mountain like the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, you're going to get a good experience just like you do there.
A black rhino in western Kansas.
A black one, and we have two black rhinos in western Kansas.
The only place that you can see that is right here in Garden City.
That's right, and we have a brand new baby giraffe, too.
All right. Thanks to you and your folks for being hospitable to Tita Green this weekend and everything you've done for us. And congratulations on a great event here with the Garden City Charity Classic.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for coming out. We really appreciate it.
That's Roxanne Morgan. She is the executive director of the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau. They're the folks behind the scenes that put everything together. This is the 5th annual Garden City Charity Classic. One of the players from the Symetra Tour, Fatima Cano,
Fatima
Cano from Spain is standing by. We're going to talk to her on our next segment, so stick around for that. We're in Garden City, Kansas, another Tita Green road trip. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area. On the range, we watch buttons. Two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third, that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's destination listening for dedicated golfers. You have found it once again. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Second straight week, we are on the road here with Tee to Green. Last week, up in the Colorado High Country, Granby, Colorado. This week, in the Western Kansas, we're in Garden City for the 5th annual Garden City Charity Classic presented by the Mariah Fund. We're sitting in the clubhouse at Buffalo Dunes Golf Club. Just outside of Garden City in the Sand Hills, about 6 miles south of the city proper. And this is the 5th annual Garden City Charity Classic. The first one in 2014 was won by Min Lee. She was -6. In 2015, Vicki Hurst won this event. She finished -8. 2 years ago, 2016, Dana Finkelstein won with a -11. And last year, the defending champion, Catherine Tangway, shot a -5 to win the event. Par is 72 here at Buffalo Dunes. The cut this year was a -3. And our guest for this segment is a player from the Symetra Tour, Fatima Cano of Spain, 22 years old. And it's kind of a good news, bad news thing for Fatima. The bad news is she missed the cut. She shot a +2 and a -4 and finished at -2. The cut was a -3. The good news is because she missed the cut, she gets to be on the radio on Tee to Green. Hi, Fatima. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Long way from Spain to Western Kansas.
Very much so. Very long way from Spain. I now live in the States, so it's not that long from where I live now, but it's still a long way from home.
Your home now is Birmingham, Alabama. How did you end up in Birmingham from Spain? Tell us a little bit of the backstory there.
Well, went to school here in the States, went to Troy, just a D1 school in Troy, Alabama. It's kind of funny story. My junior year of college, I played NCAA regionals at Shoal Creek, which is in Birmingham.
Sure.
Got to know a family from there. Some things worked out and I got a job at Shoal Creek right when I graduated. So 2017, last year, got a job there. So I didn't think it twice. I worked at a wonderful, wonderful golf club where I was going to be able to practice and get some money at the same time. So it was perfect. Worked there for a little while. Had to change my visa, had to do some stuff. So I couldn't work anymore. I'm just playing golf now, but they're very, very, very kind to me. So they still have me at that golf course at Shoal Creek. And so I just stayed around. I said I can really have it any better than here. So I moved from basically Troy, which was middle to South Alabama, to Birmingham, which is 2.5 hours away.
Did you come to the United States primarily because of golf?
That is totally right, yes. In Spain, I was explaining this to everybody that asked me, we don't really have college sports. So for me to be able to get an education and play golf at the same time, the best option was here in the States. So golf back home is not as popular as it is here. And again, my best option was to come here. I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship at a D1 college here in Alabama, and I did that. So that was like my main thing was, of course, just to get a different experience, get the language, get a second language, of course, English, but also because of golf.
Did you always speak English growing up, or did you have to learn?
I had to learn it. Well, we studied English in school, but it was not great. So like first year was a little tough, but you get used to it. After speaking it every day for, well, not every day, but every day that I'm here in the States, for 4 years, of course, it got much better.
Well, you speak great English.
Oh,
now,
you.
Spain has a rich history and golf tradition from the days of Seve Ballesteros, and Jose Maria Olazabal, Sergio Garcia, and Lorena Ochoa, and so on and so forth. Did you grow up aware of all of that?
Well, Lorena Ochoa is from Mexico, but kind of. So for us, Seve was always in my home at least, like a national hero. I feel like he changed the sport from a sport that was only played by rich gentlemen to a sport that anybody could play. He came from a very humble family, and he got to the biggest stage in golf. So that's probably what changed golf in Spain a long time ago. And then, of course, Olazabal, Jimenez, they're great, and I got the chance to meet him. I absolutely love him. They're two of my favorite golfers of all times. When it comes to women, we have a lot of really good players in the LPGA now to really look up to. So I did grow up just looking up to them and hopefully playing with them at some point.
Yeah. Let's see. Beatriz Ricari.
Mm-hmm. Beatriz Ricari, Azahara Muñoz, Carlota Tiganda. Yes.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Muñoz.
Muñoz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From Spain, now playing on the LPGA Tour, which I imagine is your goal to make it to the LPGA Tour.
That's right. That's why I'm here playing Symetra. I love Symetra, but we're all here trying to get to the LPGA. That's why I came all the way from Spain, to stay around here, and it's the best way to get into the LPGA.
How long have you been on the Symetra Tour?
It's my first year. I'm a rookie. So most of the time now is just trying to figure everything out, getting used to all the travel, all the being in one place one day, and the next week you're going to be in a different home, in a different, completely different place. So it's a lot to get used to, but I'm loving it. It's my first year learning experience, but hopefully I'm doing pretty good now, so hopefully get into LPGA soon.
Yeah, that's a good point. People see the glamour and the LPGA, and they watch them on TV. But here on the Symetra Tour, you're learning a lot, and one of the things you have to learn is how to cope with all that travel. You're playing golf in one city one day, and the next day you and your clubs are in an entirely different part of the country.
That is totally right, especially in Symetra. It's not as glamorous as it might be in the LPGA. It gets very expensive, so we all try to cut down expenses. We travel. I have a travel buddy that I travel with. She's from Spain. She's actually playing right now. And we try to travel together as much as we can just to cut down expenses. We drive almost everywhere. So, like, today we'll have a long drive to our next destination, to El Dorado, Arkansas. It's an 11-hour drive. So it's not as glamorous as it looks sometimes, just kind of getting in the car and driving anything from 6 to 16 hours. Like, actually, when we were playing last week, we had just driven about 16 hours to go from Alabama to Sioux Falls. So
yeah.
It's a lot to get used to, but it's really good to have somebody to do it with. It can get lonely at times. So if you have a travel buddy that you travel with, and a friend that's just kind of like you're there for each other, it always helps.
Well, that's very old school too, because that's how golf used to be back, mm-hmm. back 40, 50, 60 years ago. Everybody traveled by car and they buddied up, and there was a lot more camaraderie and you got real close.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's really cool. When I first started this tour back in March, I believe, I barely knew anybody here other than my Spanish friends. So now it's just very cool to get to know other people. We have a Facebook page that we try to help each other if somebody needs a ride, if somebody offers a ride, and just catch up with somebody else. And it's really cool to see how we kind of get together and help each other out for the most part. Because, of course, we're all trying to get to the LPGA, but I feel like if we do help each other out whenever we need it, it's going to make life easier in all of us.
Yeah. Using that social media, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is right.
We are with the Fatty, as they call her, Fatima Cano of Spain, 22 years old, and a rookie on the Symetra Tour. The Symetra Tour has been called the road to the LPGA because players come to the Symetra Tour, and then they try to jump to the LPGA from the Symetra Tour, kind of a minor league tour, similar to the Web.com Tour for the men. One thing you might be surprised if you come to a Symetra Tour event, some of the players do not even have caddies. They do their own caddying, or they carry their own bags, or they have the push carts or the pull carts. Do you have a caddy?
I do not. So I usually carry my own bag. Sometimes I might get to an event, and somebody that I play the pro-am with says, hey, do you want to carry your bag? Just so you don't have to carry it yourself. I have a small bag, so it's not a big deal, but it always helps to have somebody in the bag just carrying it or helping you out a little bit. I've used a professional caddy once. I like it, but again, expenses get a little high out here, so we always try to keep it down a little bit. I have my brother. He's going to come all the way from Spain to help me out and carry my bag and keep me company for the last two events of Symetra Tour and Q School, so that'll be a lot of fun. But for the most part, I just carry my own bag, yeah.
How has your first year been? Are you going to have to go to Q School to try to get to the LPGA Tour at the end of the season?
I will very likely have to, yes. But we have three stages of Q School. Right now, I'm like 28th in the rankings. So that would allow me to get all the way to third stage, to the Q Series. That's like the finals of the qualifying school, which would give me a much better chance to get my card than last year. So although I won't get in the top 10, which are the amount that get onto the LPGA, I'll still get, hopefully, top 30 if I play well my last four events.
Have you made some money this year?
Mm-hmm. I have. Again, I'm like 28, which is not bad. My goal coming into this last stretch of the season was to keep my scoring average down, and that helped me get my rankings up a little bit. And my goal for this last stretch of the season was to get in the top 30. That would mean that I made some money, that I'm able to support myself, if that makes sense, and to get all the way to Q Series, which will give me a much better chance to get my card.
Yeah, you missed the cut here by a shot. You were +2 in your first round. You came back with a 4-under 68 your second round.
Yes, I'm very pleased with my round yesterday. I honestly thought that the cut was going to be a 2-under. So even though I had two doubles yesterday, I was still able to come back and shoot 4-under at the end of the day. Had 6 birdies and an eagle and 2 doubles, which was a very eventful round. I finished with a birdie, thinking that would mean that I made the cut. So I'm very pleased with how I played yesterday. Of course, first day was a little disappointing. I had a few mental mistakes that should never happen. But again, we're all human, so got to learn from them. Just happy with the way I played yesterday, and hopefully I'll just carry that to the next event.
Where's the next event?
It'll be in El Dorado, Arkansas.
El Dorado, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good luck with that. Good luck the rest of the way. And someday, when you're a big star on the LPGA Tour making tons of money and Tee to Green comes around, come back and visit us again.
Okay? I totally will. Thank you very much
all
for
right.
having me.
That's Fatima Cano, 22-year-old out of Spain, member of the Symetra Tour. Missed the cut this week, but she's headed to El Dorado, Arkansas for next week's event and gearing up for the end of the season on the Symetra Tour. We are in Garden City, Kansas for the Garden City Charity Classic, and in our next segment, we'll take a look at the leaderboard for this event. As we continue from Buffalo Dunes, this is Tee to Green.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. This has been fun, but we're not done yet. I'm Jay Ritchie, taking a look at what is happening this week at the Garden City Charity Classic. We are in Garden City, Kansas for this Symetra Tour event, and the ladies have gone low. The leader after two rounds in the final round today, Dana Finkelstein, who won this event 2 years ago, shot a 66 on Friday and a 66 yesterday, and she is at 12 under par for a one-shot lead over August Kim, who shot 68-65. In third place, two players, Madison Pressel, younger sister of Morgan Pressel on the LPGA Tour, she is at minus 10. And Becca Huffer from Denver, Colorado, is also in third place at minus 10. After that, one, two, three, four, five players at minus 9, including Vicki Hurst, who won this event back in 2015. And then three players, Emily Pintilla, Jillian Hollis, and Kyung Kim, who are tied for fifth place at minus 8, four shots back. It looks like 15 under, 16 under just could win this event, the fifth annual Garden City Charity Classic presented by the Mariah Fund here at Buffalo Dunes in Garden City. Our thanks to our guest today, Jason Hayes, the head golf pro here at Buffalo Dunes from the Finney County Convention and Visitors Bureau. A big thank you to Roxanne Martin for joining us today. And our last guest, Fatima Cano of Spain, a member of the Symetra Tour, who unfortunately not playing today because she missed the cut by one shot. And special shout out to a couple of other people, Melissa Sowers from the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Garden City, for helping us out and for helping to get Tee to Green here at this event, and to Rick over at the National 9 Hotel a few miles away for the king-size bed and the great room that we stayed in last night. That will do it. Next week, we're back at the Broadmoor, thanks to Scott Cuddy in Master Control from Garden City and Buffalo Dunes. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.